Jo Malone, Part 44. By Bill Quango MP, Going Postal. Chapter 44, The Medi-Doctor Will See You Now. The MDoc looked like a good one. It was a bathroom cabinet-sized wall-mounted unit with various tubes and pumps coming from it. A fixed syringe line. A mask for breathing. A weighing seat. Blood pressure cuff. Thermometers and cardio pads. The display panel had scanners underneath so swabs and plasters, bandages and other tissue could be screened. There were many acronyms on a metal plate affixed by the power switch. To show the machine was fit for use in the UK and use on the patients of RNHS. And was also USA approved, so was part of the Johnson era trade deal. These approvals were hard to get, so they were displayed somewhat proudly on the case in embossed lettering. MHRA. NHS. HCE. BPC. BUPA Super Plus. Medicaid. The brand name on the plate said, Medicum. A Meditree product. Meditree was an American firm. Bixby wasn't worried about the takeover of the NHS by the Trump satanic forces, then. Medicum was a top-of-the-range brand. It measured everything. Anything could be chosen to be monitored from the complicated-looking input touchscreen and multiple tubes and scanners. Anything from urinary tract for infection from a self-replacing test strip in the toilet bowl, to pharyngitis, sore throat, monitoring, from spitting your toothpaste over a similar swab arrangement in the sink, to human papillomavirus viruses, genital warts and such. By resting your nads on the pad on the toilet seat. Whatever you chose could be monitored. This machine was actual, medically trained profession, grade. Unless Bixby was a senior fellow specializing in multiple fields, he wouldn't be able to understand half of what the machine was telling him. Which is why it was linked to a real-time, remote link, medical computer and data system, in Fresno, California. Where highly paid. Nobel Prize-winning, beard-stroking, deep-in-thought consultants kept a constant vigil over every heartbeat and muscle spasm of the patient. Or, alternatively, the data went to where first-year medical students, bonged out on the drugs they were concocting in the labs, outsourced that work to IT kids in India with instructions to tell us if any of these lights turn red, okay dude. All depended on whether you believed glossy sales brochures or internet conspiracy theory websites. The power was off, so I pressed the button and the lights came on. An annoying, but thankfully fairly quiet jingle played its tones. The welcome to Meditree message appeared on the screen. Along with today's date and time. And, probably because at some time the device had shut off through a power cut or something and not restarted properly, the current weather in Tokyo. While I waited for the device to run its startup program, I used the phone to take pictures of every label on and beside the machine. I didn't see anything that looked like Bixby's NHS number. A lot of the lines on the stickers looked like service calls. Job numbers. Signed off by the engineers. But they could be useful. If DASA had enough time to find the service companies and search their records to find these servicing dates. Their records might have the NHS or BUPA plus account numbers. I really wanted the BUPA number. They would be easier to search. With 85 million legal people, in England and Wales alone, all entitled to NHS treatment, the NHS data banks took a long time to narrow down files. I knew the numbers I wanted would display once the machine began to run. But it might be password protected. Bixby had a staff here at his residence. He might not want them tapping the screen and viewing his medical history. I decided to have a long drink of water from the basin. I was parched. I let the water fill my mouth and flow over my cheeks. I let the cool water flow over my head. Then mopped the wetness with one of Bixby's fine, white hand towels. It came away dark with grime. While I waited, I noticed Bixby's shower and bath was connected up to the MDoc too. I could see a recess, like an old molded soap dish inset, on a 1970s bath, where water samples were collected for chemical analysis. For sure the medical numbers would be on the inside of them, Doc. Under the panel. But it could be noisy taking it off. And I was pushing my luck already. Creeping about a house where any number of people might be residing. Any one of which could come in here for some reason, at any moment. I cursed again that I hadn't thought to take Bixby's Fit_Bite smartwatch from his wrist when I had the chance. When I has seen it on his arm that was sticking out of the crushed and wire-baled bloody bundle, that was the former Lord Bixby. The machine was still running the startup. That was a bad sign. It meant it had been switched off for a while. And was uploading, downloading and checking and analyzing what it had missed while shut down. The data would all be there. Taken from Bixby's smartwatch. But that would only be his life signs and basics, using that smart device's sensors, scanners and cameras. That should be enough for me anyway. I only really wanted to see the moment his lungs stopped. His heart gave out and his brain failed to send any electrical pulses. Seeing he was supposed to have been killed inside an industrial compactor, they should all be within microseconds of each other. Or, better for me, if they didn't show that. And showed Bixby starving. Or suffocating, without the brain, skull and lung compression. So he would have to have been smothered to death, not crushed. Or dying from loss of blood and shock. As from gunshot or blunt instrument wounds or other trauma. I was getting quite excited. Being here was a major breakthrough for me. The electronic patient records almost within my grasp. I was about to find the exact time, to the nearest second, that old Bix had gone toes up. Then I would head off to the TV studios to tell them all about it, and clear my name. And make a few bucks too for all the trouble they'd put me through. I might make them hold an auction for my side of the story. Mr. Malone will see you now. And I require a specialist to sew up my ear. What is half off? And a dozen top compensation lawyers. Them ones off the telly. Then I felt the elation dissipate as the rational side of the brain chipped into my happy thoughts against the optimistic side. Even if I found his lordship had been murdered elsewhere. At another time. Which I had a watertight alibi for. I would still have to be able to get the data to someone I could trust. Who could get it to someone senior enough, who could check it out and get the manhunt called off. The problem was, for someone to be that senior in society, they were almost certainly remainer. And wouldn't want to believe it. Might not be minded to. And, of course, someone else had actually killed Lord Bixby. And framed me for the murder. They weren't just going to leave it at that when it was revealed there was medical evidence available. They would want to shut me up pretty quickly. And pretty permanently. Getting all Dr. Kelly on me. If I wasn't careful, I'd end up as my own meme. Joe Malone didn't kill himself. I opened the undersink cabinet and saw a shiny codes manual for them, Doc. This glossary of terms was itself 40 pages long. That was just for looking up what the letter codes meant that the device would display. There was another volume underneath it. Thicker than an airline pilot's pre-flight checklist. It gave brief descriptions of what each code meant. I took out the glossary sheets for reference. The machine's display screen was A4 size. The loading wheel that had been spinning as the program ran, now stopped. A list of codes in a letter format appeared scrolling along the thin glass. These indicated what the MDoc had been set to be monitoring. There were a lot of them. I counted over 23 codes as they whizzed along the screen. More were coming. Too many, surely? Bixby would have only set the thing for general usage and any specific ailments, wouldn't he? I hoped so. Or I could be here a while. The glossary of terms was 40-odd pages. With 50 codes a page. And subcodes too. I flipped some sheets and searched for a few of the letter groups I'd could read off the display screen. PRM, Perrectum Monitoring. SUS, Streaming Urine Sample. Mouisyl Monominoxide Inhibitor Enzyme Level. PVBL, Per Vagina Blood Loss. He wouldn't be monitoring all this. This was just the program. It was doing an entire checklist for all its functions. The machine must have just been switched off for a long time. I sat on the edge of Bixby's toilet to rest my aching legs. I'd been doing a lot of walking and a lot of running and a lot of sitting in a very cramped space in a lorry. I was very tired. And probably didn't smell too good. I wished I could use Bixby's shower. Get myself cleaned up. Hair Washington shave. Clean the wounds. Lord Bixby's shower could report on my. I looked down the page for a suitable code group. NAI. Non-accidental injuries. Then it could tell me I needed to lose some weight. Drink less alcohol. Intake less sugar and get that dark patch under my big toenail checked out. It was still taking its damn fine time. So I took the opportunity to give my teeth a mostly dry clean. Using the late Lord Bixby's electronic toothbrush and mouth monitor. Though I didn't switch it on. Just ran it under the tap for the briefest of seconds. The Bixby's had good water pressure here. Something that was getting to be a real problem elsewhere in the UK. Not from a water shortage, as the planet dried up like a prune, as aforetold by the Greta God. But because electric pumps were outlawed. As I put the toothbrush back on the sink, I glanced up at the digital screen. At that moment, all the very latest details from Lord Bixby's programmed medical monitoring history appeared in a sequence down the center of the screen. I wasn't medically trained myself. I'd need the guide to interpret what the display was monitoring. Bol N1, bowels open something, something, something. Though the very top line. The one at the very head of the list of codes and data displayed was one I did know without needing to look it up. NAD. Nothing abnormal detected. That was a strange thing to suggest for a person who had been subjected to the pressure of an industrial vice on their throat for an extended period of hours. Below the NAD message were the most easily understood and most useful streams for the casual MDoc user. BP blood pressure minus 95/65 of a millimeter of mercury. Green numbers seemed to indicate all was normal. ECG-electrocardiogram. A graph showing the lines of the heart rhythm. Again in green. All was well. GHB, hemoglobin 14.2. Green writing, so I assumed it meant all was well. UT-urinary tract, numbers I didn't understand. But again in green. So normal. SRP, standard respiratory monitoring. Heart, 89. Blood pressure minus 95/65 of a millimeter of mercury. Oxygen saturation, 99. Respiration minus 16. Temperature, 98.6. This was all fine. These readings were showing a human male in fine medical health. The old git was in better shape than I was. Bugger it. It could only mean that this damn data was old. The machine had been turned off. Bixby's uploads hadn't come through. This was just the data from the last time Bixby had switched the machine on and used it in here. Which could have been any time. From days. To weeks. To months. To years. Why have a machine that cost more than the average holiday home in Devon, and not use it? I suppose Bixby might have been fed up being told he had a high risk of diabetes. Or the fat on his liver was going to give him cancer. Stopped using it for that. Or the machine had malfunctioned and he was annoyed it kept telling him his LMP, last menstrual period, was significantly late and he should set monitoring for a pregnancy test. Damn this. I was going to have to do this the hard way. With DASA searching through records for the fit_byte readings. searching from his NHS number and BUP insurance records. I needed to make sure I had those numbers now. I wouldn't be coming back. So I decided to video the whole Medi machine with Leo's phone. Then I'd send all the photos and files to Daisa in a burst and let her get on with it. Which would take quite a while. That meant I was likely to have to spend a few nights in a ditch somewhere. With only my coat or Boris Johnson's corpse for company. I took a video stream of the engineers' logs again. As I was doing it, I noticed something about them. There was a pattern. 1/1. Half. 1/3. And so on down. The first of every month. These were service calls, all right. Now why would a service call contract keep being made if Marmon Harrington Bixby didn't use his MDoc? How likely would the machine have been to be malfunctioning today, seeing as the last service call was only 10 days ago? I looked at the monitor again. Still said. NAD. Nothing abnormal detected. But as I watched the rest of the numbers, I noticed the respiration rate changed from 16 to 15. Not possible. I reopened the cabinet and took out the big volume of codes. Looked down the index for respiration. Aware that I should be getting going before I disturbed someone. Or they disturbed me. If I dropped this thick medical journal, it was heavy enough to sound like a thunderclap in here. I found the passage I wanted. Respiration rate, the normal respiratory rate can vary slightly between individuals. The usual range for a healthy adult is between 12 and 20 breaths per minute. I looked back at the monitor and waited. Counting the 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, until near 50, the number changed to 16 again. It was then that I knew that this wasn't old medical data at all. It was current data. It was now. What I was viewing on this medical display screen was occurring in real time. The data was a live stream. And Lord Bixby had just moved from a steady 15, to a nothing to worry about, 16 breaths a minute. Which was quite a feat. Considering the last time I had seen him, his ribs had been squeezed by an industrial compactor so they had crashed through each other. And his lungs had been so compressed that they were leaking out of his smashed jawed, broken-toothed, mouth. Copyright Bill Quango, MP 2020.